Item number 23, from the Milwaukee County Comptroller, submitting a summary of professional service contract notifications received from July 1st, 2013 through September 30th, 2013. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Mr. Mansky?
Okay, thank you. Sorry about that. Item 23, report of professional service contracts. This is the report for the third quarter of 2013, the professional service contracts that were entered into during that period. Nothing big to report regarding this. These are still being done in relationship to the rules that we have. Nothing to report in here of, this is starting to get into the less contracts during this period, and be happy to answer any questions that you might have.
Supervisor Jurczyk?
How do you see this report changing once we've got fully implemented Act 14?
I don't see the report changing that much. I think what you're going to see, the differences in it, would be the items that are excluded from the county board approval. I think you'd see some items in that column, but otherwise all of the other information is still the same. And still under Act 62, which is the one for the comptroller, I'm required to report these items to you also.
Somebody must have slipped up when they drafted Act 14. That we're actually going to get some information.
Yeah, I was just going to say, we're still going to see the contract.
Yeah. Yes. You'll still see this report. I don't expect much of a change. I think what you'll see is the excluded from county board approval, those types of items would change as the different limits in that are in there.
Yeah, I guess no one said it's none of your business yet.
Yeah.
Because they still have to come through our department in order to get the items paid. So
I'm very glad you're here.
Yes, indeed.
Does anybody have any more questions or any motion to offer on this? If not, we can move to the next item. Supervisor Lipscomb, did you have some?
Well, it's just it's actually the very first item. I'm just wondering whether the Valsaggio and Harlan, whether that consulting, in addition to Rojack Consulting, whether that's is that carrying on from? I guess it was initiated in May, so that was already in place. I was interested in it in relation to the interim director consultant contract.
So you're satisfied?
But I think I'm satisfied. It looks like it's an existing carry-on contract.
Any further comments or questions on item 23? If not, we can go to item 24.